I'm Nana van Tolberg for Biz News. President Cyril Ramaphosa has signed the controversial Bella legislation. The Afrikaner community, or by Afrikaans speakers, are worried what that would do to Afrikaans schools. And who better to have with me to discuss that is Tiens Eloff. Tiens is the chairman of the Trust for Afrikaans Education. Hi, Tiens. Thanks for speaking to us.
Linda, thanks again.
I just wondered, you know, President Ramaphosa now signed the legislation. Is that it?
Look, this is a long way coming. I think this bill was the first time aired in just after or before COVID. And let me say that 95% of the bill consists of good and necessary changes, you know, administrative governance changes. And one should immediately say, if you're opposed to the bill, you're not opposed to the full bill, you're opposed to two specific controversial sections. I must say there are some of the homeschooling community who have problems with one or two other things, but for the Afrikaans community and for, I would say, both in the white Afrikaans community but also in the school governing body community, even though they're Afrikaans, they're also worried, because essentially what the bill in Section 4 and 5 does, it takes away the power of school governing bodies, consisting mostly of parents, to determine the admissions policy and the language policy of a school. One need not go into all the details, but it boils down to the fact that those powers are now largely with the head of the department in a province, so the sort of the head of the education department, which is an official. He must do a few things, he must consult, but it's typical after consultation. Now, there's a big difference between in consultation and after consultation. After consultation is I speak to you and then I do what I want. In consultation, I must convince you, or we must come to a view that we agree, and only then I can do it. And this is it's after consultation. One of the other things it says is that the head of department can take into account the needs of the broader district community, which is very broad, can decide that a school should have another language of tuition, or that two schools should merge. So it's very far-reaching. And the reason why this has come about is mostly from our good friend Mr. Lesufi, when I was MEC of Education in Gauteng. And the fact is that the ANC dropped the ball in building new schools for a growing population in Gauteng. You know, the Gauteng province, many people still stream and urbanize to Gauteng. I know that Lesufi, for instance, promised in his first term to build 40 schools. He built 4, of which one is still standing empty. So what they now look and say, we're in trouble, so why don't we look with our beady eyes to the Afrikaans schools? Now, the irony is that most Afrikaans schools are full to the brim. But even there, there's a problem. In the last 2 weeks, officials of the Gauteng department not only had meetings where they put the commands to principals about bringing in non-Afrikaans speakers, but they also arrived at a few schools starting to measure classrooms to say, well, we think if you work with 1 square meter per child, you can have 40. Now, health and safety regulations say 1 meter per child is not enough because you have to be able to move. So it's totally irresponsible. And in a sense, I think they're trying to make the Afrikaans schools to seek a solution that they themselves have not have not done their best to work. And then they're trying to push it onto the Afrikaans schools. Now, often people say that, this is selfish of the Afrikaans community, we must share. The point is, we've seen that the moment a single medium school, in terms of Section 29(2) of the Constitution, becomes double or parallel medium, it takes an average of 5 years for it to become English. That's just the way it is. It's a language phenomenon all over the world. If you look at Canada, French-speaking schools, English, the same happens. So we now have, we've had about 1,300 schools, Afrikaans single medium schools, out of 23,000. Now that's important, it's 4%. and now we have 980. So in 5 years, we've lost almost 400 schools because of these dynamics. So what happened is that there was a process for the bill, and it was attended by literally tens of thousands of people, of Afrikaans, of the Afrikaans-speaking community, both white and colored, and they were largely against it. I mean, 89%. And despite that, last year, before the election, the department said that it should be signed. The president then didn't sign it before the election. I don't know why, but then the pressure mounted, and the last 3 weeks we heard there were signs that he would sign it, and there was a lot of hope on the influence of the new DA Minister of Basic Education, Mr. Kwakhube. But she at some point about 10 days ago said, look, it's the president's responsibility and I can't do anything more. So when it became clear that it was going to be signed, from the Afrikaans community, we decided to have a media conference, I think, on Wednesday morning, where Solidarity AfriForum, the Afrikaans Education Network and others said that we will then go to court because we believe that the bill is unconstitutional because it nullifies the whole of Section 29(2) of the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And perhaps I should just say to the viewers, with national government, provincial government, and local government, there's a thing called cooperative governance. So each of those three tiers of government have a responsibility, and national government can't tell local government what they should or can't do. They have certain constitutional responsibilities. The same triangle exists between the National Department of Education, the Provincial Department of Education, and a school governing body at a local level. And this bill will draw a line through that triangle of co-governance, and we believe that's unconstitutional. So what happened is that obviously the DA also spoke, and the Freedom Front spoke to the president about this and said that this will, as people will have seen, will bring into jeopardy the whole existence of the GNU. But it was interesting, and it's carried in Sunday's report, that what happened is that John Steenhuisen then asked the president to phone at least AfriForum and Solidarity, Dirk Herman and Kali Kriel. And he did so on Thursday morning and Thursday evening. And they implored him not to sign it. And he said, well, my constitutional advisors tell me there's nothing unconstitutional about it. I must sign it. They then said, but we don't think they're right. But let us have a chance to engage with them and see whether we can't find a consensus. And the long and short of it is that he said that he will sign the bill, but he will keep the implementation of sections 4 and 5 out of implementation for 3 months. And there will now be discussions, I would imagine, at the level of the cabinet, but more importantly, I think, between the Afrikaans community and the ANC. And obviously, we've got Lesufi on that side, but there are also people like David Makura who have a much more open view about this. And his view is basically, look, who can fight against mother tongue education if we know it's better and you want that? So let's find a way in which this is possible without making it more difficult for the government. For me, Linda, the root problem is that the government has not done what they should have done in building new schools for more kids, for more learners. And they now try to hide their own fallacy, their own mistakes behind taking those kids to Afrikaans schools. They will talk a lot about transformation, and the lack of transformation. The reality is that no Afrikaans single medium school, at least at high school level, has only white learners anymore. They all have a number of African learners who wish or are willing to be taught in Afrikaans. And they like the discipline of the Afrikaans schools. So it's not about racism. It's not about exclusion. It's about the government looking for a scapegoat for their own failures.
So would you give this 3 months and then still consider, going to the courts if that doesn't succeed?
Yeah, look, the president sort of made what was interpreted as a bit of a regiment, of a bit of a threat, to say that, you know, I give you 3 months, but after 3 months, if you can't find each other, we're going ahead. Now, obviously, if you have an unwilling ANC partner who just tag along and pull you along for 3 months, then it's not going to work. I think the wise thing here is to say, can we formulate in a different way? At the moment, just to give you an idea, at the moment it's formulated in such a way that a school must take the government to court.
Mm.
Now, that can't be right. It must be written in such a way that if a school doesn't want to adhere to a reasonable policy, if a school is half full, it can't say, I want to stay Afrikaans. We accept that. You know, that's immoral. But if a school is full to the brim, I mean, there are Afrikaans schools like the school like Watercliff, who was built for 1,700 kids, it has 2,500 learners. So if a school is full, then there must be a way in which the government must then take that school to court, not the other way around. So, you know, if we can, for instance, just say that all of those things that's at present in the bill must be done in consultation with the school governing body. If they are then unreasonable, then they can take them to court. I'm not opposed to that at all. But at the moment, after consultation is basically, and the weird thing is that what the Gauteng Department of Education has already been started doing is to make threats to school governing or to principals to say, you will take in 50 English-speaking kids next year. You know, that's not the way to have goodwill. So I think what will happen is we'll try our best to find a solution. But if not, then obviously this will go to court. And the DA has said that it would also go to court. And I would think that there are at least the AfriForum Solidarity Grouping as well as the South African Teachers Union, the South Afrikaans Onderwijsers Unie, which is mostly Afrikaans. So you probably have at least 3 or 4 court cases about this. And this could be tied up in court for 5 years before it gets to the Constitutional Court.
Deens Jeloff, thanks so much for speaking to us again.
Baie dankie.
Baie dankie, Deens.